Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2495. 3 Simple Rules for Tracking Your Progress by Mark Bilodeau of FitTrend.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Sunday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And I'm going to jump right into today's post, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 3 Simple Rules for Tracking Your Progress by Mark Bilodeau of FitTrend.com. Tracking your progress can give you a bird's eye view of all your efforts. Not only will you see your progress, but you may also see early indicators of trouble, which will let you adjust yourself sooner rather than later. As a result, you keep moving in the right direction. As a result, you may reach your goals faster. You may even learn what works and doesn't work. You may also create rules and guidelines to help you achieve future goals more quickly. Unfortunately, you can't remember everything related to your goals, so you'll need to track yourself to know if you're making progress. However, tracking your progress can be overwhelming, especially if you don't know how to start or how to do it. Thankfully, it can be easy and practical by following these 3 simple rules. Rule number 1, track the basics. The technology of today can collect a plethora of data about you. Specifically for your health, a wealth of information is available, such as sleep, heart rate reserve, oxygen saturation, VO2 max, and lots more. However, you may not need that data to reach your fitness goals. For example, if you want to get more sleep, you may track how long you slept and when you went to bed. However, how long you were in each sleep stage or your respiratory rate may seem important. Although it may be interesting to see those things over time, they may not be necessary to achieve your goal. Everything beyond the basics is interesting, but not required. Rule number 2, focus on trends, not data points. One data point alone isn't helpful. In fact, those who don't track themselves could become frustrated just because of one result. For example, if you're trying to lose weight and you weigh yourself, you may become frustrated if your weight is the same or just a little bit different than the last time you weighed yourself. You probably can't remember what your weight was beyond that, so you judge your progress based on what the scale says. If you were tracking your progress, you are more likely to look at how far you've come from the beginning to see how much progress you've made. As a result, you may help keep yourself motivated because you can see a trend in your progress. And rule number 3, be consistent. For tracking to be effective, you must record your efforts whenever you do something related to your goals, such as weighing yourself or exercising. You won't have a complete picture unless you track your data consistently. Tracking your progress doesn't take much effort, but recording the data is an extra step. However, you can improve your consistency by using an app, a smart scale, and fitness tracker to gather that data automatically whenever you exercise or weigh yourself. Although a smart scale and fitness tracker will collect a plethora of data, not everything is related to your goals. So remember rule number one and focus on what's essential for your success. Everything else is just interesting to look at. What should you track? There is such a thing as too much data. In fact, too much data can make it hard to make a well-informed decision because it can be interpreted in different ways. That's why tracking data related to your goal is essential. For example, you may want to improve your fitness and endurance by walking. Therefore, every time you exercise, rule number three, you should track the date, time of day, and how long and how far you walk, rule number one. When you have enough workouts, you should see from the trends, rule number two, how much progress you're making. Another example of what to track relates to losing weight. Tracking the date and time you weigh yourself and how much you weigh is essential, rule number three. However, you may want to know why your weight fluctuates, rule number two. Therefore, you also track what you eat and how many calories you consume to give you a complete picture, rule number one. Regardless of what you track and why you're tracking it, it would be best if you keep an open mind. As you progress towards your goal, changing what you're tracking is okay and may be necessary. However, don't worry about the data you haven't collected. Focus on what you have. The takeaway: you can't remember everything related to your goals. So, tracking yourself is the best way to monitor your progress and give you a bird's eye view of all of your efforts. However, there are a lot of data you can collect. Therefore, you can follow three rules to track your effort effectively. If you track only the data you need, focus on the trends, and consistently record your data, you will increase your chances of success and have all the information you need to make well-informed decisions related to your goals. You just listened to the post titled "Three Simple Rules for Tracking Your Progress" by Mark Bilodeau of fittrend.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A few episodes ago, I talked about something called paralysis by analysis. That's where we may start to feel overwhelmed by too much information. These feelings of overwhelm can lead to taking no action at all, or something else can happen, something that today's author, Mark, discussed in today's article. We may end up with a bunch of information and not sure how to make sense of it. We may end up putting too much focus on one data point and missing sight of other and possibly more important pieces of information. And when I say more important pieces of information, I mean the ones that you actually care about. So, take a moment to think about what your goals are and what behaviors you need to track to help you decide whether you're getting closer to meeting those goals. Then, track those behaviors and ignore the rest for now. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show and listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.